I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Sarah Shord is free. The American woman had spent more than a year in Iran's Evin prison. Shord and two companions had been accused of espionage after they crossed the Iranian border while hiking in Iraq. Today, Iranian officials said Shord's bail had been paid, and she left the country. Before her departure, she spoke about her release on Iran's state-controlled press TV.
It's a huge relief for me, and I want to thank every country, every official and individual that's involved in this process. I know how much effort has gone into this, and I'm extremely grateful. I feel myself I have a huge debt to repay the world for what it's done for me. And my first priority is to help my fiancé, Shane Bauer, and my friend, Josh Fattel, to gain their freedom, because they don't deserve to be in prison anymore.
As Sarah Shord mentioned, her two friends remain in Evin prison. Hala Esfandiari knows what that prison is like. She spent 105 days there back in 2007. Today, Esfandiari directs the Middle East program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington. She suspects that Iranian authorities had a change of heart in late May. That's when the mothers of the three Americans were allowed to visit their children in Tehran.
Sarah's mother came back and said her daughter is not feeling well. And in a short telephone conversation, Sarah told her mother a month ago that she feels there is a lump in her breast. And the last thing I believe the Iranian authorities wanted was that Sarah get very sick or, God forbid, dies on their hands.
The fact that the president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said last week that he was going to release this woman, Sarah Shord, and then the judiciary, which is independent of the president, said no, she is under our purview, therefore we will decide when she's going to be released, even though they decided it would be just a few days later. What does this tell you about Ahmadinejad's power or lack thereof right now in Iran?
Ever since he was re-elected in the June of 2009, and this accusation of re-election have been aimed at him and at the government, I think you felt that there is a lot of differences and cleavage has occurred between the hierarchy and also among the decision makers in the regime. And this is a living example of that, that the president decide something, announce it, and the judiciary doesn't even bother to find a nice formulation or formula to save the president's face. They come out right against him. It shows what the country is going through, and therefore a lot of these differences will continue and nothing will be solved.
Yeah, and surely he didn't appreciate a slap on the hand from his own judiciary just as he's ready to take off for the United Nations next week.
Exactly. Definitely not. And there must have been a lot of bargaining going on behind the scene.
I just have one other question, Ms. Esfandiari. We have heard from Roxana Saberi, who was also held in Evin prison. We're hearing from you as well a little bit about what it's like when one is released. It's hard to predict for somebody like Sarah Shord, who's in her early 30s, but what do you anticipate she'll be going through in the next few weeks and months?
There is a sense of elation, a sense of joy, a sense of happiness. And then in her case, I believe it's going to be difficult because she left her fiancé behind. You know, I returned to my family. I returned to my husband, my daughter, my granddaughters. But I think she's leaving, on the one hand, rejoiced. On the other hand, she leaves her heart behind. So it must be much tougher for her, I think, than it was for me and Roxana.
Hala Esfandiari directs the Middle East program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington. She's the author of My Prison, My Home, One Woman's Story of Captivity in Iran.